Hello, and welcome back to Physics Boost, the podcast that turns tricky GCSE physics into something you can actually understand, remember, and use in your exam. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in OCR GCSE physics, contact and non-contact forces, which is topic 2.1 on your specification. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Forces? I've been doing forces since year 7. And you're right, you have. But here's the thing. The OCR exam doesn't just want you to know that forces exist. It wants you to be precise, to use the right vocabulary, to draw diagrams correctly, and to apply Newton's third law in ways that trip up even the most confident students. So whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode is packed with everything you need to score top marks. Let's get into it. Let's start with the big distinction that the exam loves to test, the difference between contact forces and non-contact forces. A contact force is exactly what it sounds like. It requires two objects to be physically touching. Think about pushing a shopping trolley. Your hands are in contact with the handle. That's a contact force. The main contact forces you need to know for OCR are friction, air resistance, tension, and the normal contact force. Let me say those again clearly. Friction, air resistance, tension, and normal contact force. Write those down if you're not already. Now, friction acts between two surfaces that are sliding or trying to slide against each other. It always opposes motion. So if a box is sliding to the right, friction acts to the left. Air resistance is a special type of friction between an object and the air around it. Tension is the pulling force transmitted through a rope, string, or cable. And the normal contact force, this one is crucial, is the force that a surface exerts perpendicular to itself when an object presses against it. The word normal here means perpendicular, not ordinary. That's a distinction examiners love. Now, non-contact forces are different. These act at a distance, no physical touching required. The three non-contact forces in your OCR specification are gravitational force, electrostatic force, and magnetic force. The Earth pulls you downward through gravitational force right now, even though you're not touching the Earth's core. Two charged particles repel or attract each other through electrostatic force without touching, and two magnets can push or pull each other across a gap through magnetic force. Here's a critical exam point. When you're asked to name a force, be specific. Don't just write gravity, write gravitational force, or even better, weight when referring to the gravitational force acting on a mass. The mark scheme specifically awards credit for the correct terminology. Saying gravity instead of weight or gravitational force is one of the most common ways candidates lose marks on this topic. Now let's talk about free body diagrams, because these come up constantly. A free body diagram shows all the forces acting on a single object as arrows. Each arrow must start from the center of mass of the object, not floating beside it, not starting from the edge, from the center of mass. The length of each arrow must be proportional to the magnitude of the force. So a 10 Newton force gets a longer arrow than a 5 Newton force. And each arrow must be labeled with the type of force and its magnitude in newtons. Here's a classic scenario, a book sitting on a table. What forces act on the book? Weight acts downward. That's the gravitational force on the book due to the Earth. Normal contact force acts upward. That's the table pushing up on the book. If the book isn't moving, these two forces are equal in magnitude and opposite in direction. The resultant force is zero. The book is in equilibrium. But here's where students go wrong. They confuse this balanced pair with Newton's third law. These two forces, weight down and normal contact force up, are not a Newton's third law pair. They're just balanced forces on the same object. A Newton's third law pair must act on different objects. Let me explain this properly. Newton's third law states that when object A exerts a force on object B exerts an equal and opposite force on object A. The key phrase is equal and opposite, acting on different objects. So the Newton's third law partner to the Earth pulling the book downward with gravitational force is the book pulling the Earth upward with gravitational force. Same type of force, gravitational, same magnitude, opposite direction, but acting on different objects, one on the book, one on the Earth. For your exam, when you're asked to identify a Newton's third law pair, use this format. The force of object A on object B is equal in magnitude and opposite in direction to the force of object B on object A. That sentence structure will earn you full marks every time. Now let's talk about resultant forces. When multiple forces act on an object, we can replace them all with a single equivalent force called the resultant force. For forces along the same line, this is straightforward. Add forces in the same direction, subtract forces in opposite directions. So if a car has a driving force of 3,000 newtons forward and a friction force of 800 newtons backward, the resultant force is 3,000 minus 800, which equals 2,200 newtons forward. For higher tier students, you also need to be able to find the resultant of forces at an angle using a vector scale drawing. You draw the forces tip to tail, to scale, and then draw the resultant from the start of the first arrow to the tip of the last. Measure the length and use your scale to find the magnitude, then measure the angle with a protractor. Always use a large scale to reduce measurement uncertainty, and always use a sharp pencil.
Right. Let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost.
Common mistake number one, writing gravity instead of weight. Weight is a force measured in newtons. Gravity is the phenomenon. On a free body diagram, the downward force on an object is its weight, or you can call it the gravitational force. But just writing gravity will not earn the mark. Common mistake number two, drawing Newton's third law pairs on the same object. I cannot stress this enough. If you draw both forces of an interaction pair on the same free body diagram, you have misunderstood Newton's third law. The two forces in a Newton's third law pair always act on different objects.
Common mistake number three, assuming the normal contact force always equals weight. This is only true on a flat, horizontal surface with no other vertical forces. On a slope, the normal contact force is perpendicular to the slope's surface, not vertical. And if someone is pushing down on an object, the normal contact force increases to account for that extra downward force.
Common mistake. Number four, forgetting to include direction when stating a resultant force. The resultant force is a vector. It has both magnitude and direction. If you calculate 500 newtons but don't say which direction, you will lose a mark. Always say 500 newtons to the right or 500 newtons downward.
For command words, if the question says state, give a brief factual answer, no explanation needed. If it says describe, explain what is happening using correct terminology. If it says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. And if it says draw, make sure your diagram is neat, labeled, and has arrows of appropriate length.
Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, name three contact forces. Friction, tension, normal contact force, and air resistance counts too.
Question two, what are the three non-contact forces in OCR GCSE physics?
Gravitational force, electrostatic force, and magnetic force.
Question three,
in a Newton's third law pair, the forces are equal in magnitude, opposite in direction, and act on what?
Different objects.
Question four, a car experiences a driving force of 4,000 newtons and air resistance of 1,500 newtons. What is the resultant force?
2,500 newtons in the direction of travel.
Question five, on a free body diagram, where should force arrows start from?
The center of mass of the object.
How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're well on your way to full marks on this topic.
Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode.
One, contact forces require physical contact, friction, tension, air resistance, and normal contact force. Two, non-contact forces act at a distance, gravitational, electrostatic, and magnetic. Three, always use precise language, weight, not gravity, normal contact force, not just upward force. Four, free body diagrams must have arrows from the center of mass, proportional in length, and correctly labeled. Five, Newton's third law pairs are equal, opposite, and act on different objects, never on the same object. Six, resultant force must always include both magnitude and direction.
That's everything for today's episode of Physics Boost. If you found this helpful, go and test yourself with some past paper questions on forces. OCR has plenty on their website.
Remember, the exam rewards precision and clarity, so practice using the correct terminology every single time.
Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.
You've got this.